We're pleased to have in the studio with us a couple of singers from Toledo Opera's production of Elixir of Love. That's happening for the first time since 1985. And we have two of the singers here, Marnie Breckenridge, as well as Jason Budd, and they're going to regale us with their arias a little bit later on. But first, we're going to talk to them. First of all, welcome to you guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
We also have the conductor here, Ernest Green, who has been on this program before. Let's start by getting to know you a little bit. Jason, we know, is a Toledo Opera regular, but a newbie is Marnie Breckenridge. I wonder if you can give us a little background on your career thus far?
Sure. Well, I'm currently living in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a California girl and also spent some time in New York City. I did a master's of music at the San Francisco Conservatory after figuring out that I wanted to be a singer because I was in a really bad car accident that kind of had one of those moments of, you know, kind of a wake-up call, and started pursuing opera and just, you know, because I fell in love with singing and always sang my whole life, but I didn't quite know how to harness that and make it into something, and started taking some voice lessons, and people were saying, oh, you should try classical, and of course I listened to that growing up. But so I kind of fell into opera and love it, and have been doing it for the past, you know, 20 plus years, and singing everything from bel canto and baroque to modern music. And about 15 years ago, I really became a specialist in modern opera and contemporary opera, singing music from living composers, workshopping pieces with them, performing. I've premiered eight, actually almost nine now. We have another one coming up. World premieres of new operas. So I've been in that kind of modern classical world for a long time, but it has been so wonderful to jump back into bel canto with this Adina, and 2 years ago I had sung Lucia di Lammermoor with Orlando Opera. And so I'm kind of having this beautiful renaissance of being back in bel canto. And along the way, I've also performed a lot of pops and a lot of music theater type pieces that bend towards the classical, you know, legit music theater.
And you do it all, really.
Yeah, so it's kind of been soup to nuts in a way, but it's, again, it's just so nice to go back to the bel canto. And so that's kind of a little bit about me. I mean, it's hard to talk about the whole, you know, the whole life there. I have two kids, too, and I'm very busy with them, and it's a very full life right now.
Well, you're singing the role of Adina, which you mentioned is a bel canto role. I wonder if you can tell us about your character, or what purpose does she serve in the opera?
She's kind of a little vixen. She's probably from a, quote, higher class than some of the peasant people in her town. And she's educated. She knows how to read. She gathers the townsfolk around her to read stories to them. And, you know, I think she is supposed to be marrying somebody of a high status, like a sergeant or general in the army, or, you know, a rich man. And she's in love with Nemorino, but can't quite bring herself to admit it because he's kind of a little rough around the edges and kind of this sweet little bumpkin. But she knows he has a good heart. And so she's kind of teasing him throughout the opera, but then in the end she realizes, wait a second, I really love him, and I want to make sure he fights for me. You know, and then of course the elixir in the middle with the Dulcamara, you know, selling his potion to him, thinking that if he drinks it he'll be able to, you know, have all the girls in town fall in love with him.
Right.
And then she says, wait a second, is that actually working? And the girls are falling in love with him. So she gets a little jealous and has to fight harder for him.
Yeah.
But I think overall, she's kind of she's a modern woman for that time. You know, she really, she was different than the rest of the gals.
What are you going to sing for us?
Her final aria, where she totally expresses her love to Nemorino and says, you know, I love you very much. Everybody in the town loves you, but I'm telling you I love you. She says, look, I bought this contract. He had said to the sergeant that he would go ahead and join the army, and paid him like a couple shekels. The army paid him to join, and he was doing this to show Adina that he could, you know, be a man, and that he would, you know, fight for her. And she says, oh my gosh, I bought the contract back back from the sergeant so that you could stay here with me. So take the, she's saying, prendi, take this. This is the contract that I bought back so that you can stay here and not have to go to the army. And take it because, look, I'm telling you, I love you. I want you to stay here with me.
Mm. That's Marnie Breckenridge, who is singing the role of Adina in Toledo Opera's The Elixir of Love. It's happening on Friday, February 13th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, February 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Valentine Theater. You can find more information and tickets. They are available at toledoopera.org. You can also call them up. The box office number is 419-255-7464.
Thank you.
An aria from Donizetti's The Elixir of Love, which is happening at Toledo Opera. We heard soprano Marnie Breckenridge and Toledo Opera artistic director Kevin Bilsma at the piano. And we also have Jason Budd here with us. Jason, you are a Toledo Opera regular. Have you been on this show before?
I have not been here. I've been to the studio. I think we did a remote one time and talked very briefly at the library during Cenerentola. But this is my first time in the studio.
Yeah. You are playing the flamboyant character of Dr. Dulcamara. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, well, he is a character. Definitely, you know, someone, he just comes in and starts selling his wares and... true to any quack, when the poor boy wants this elixir that he heard about, this Dr. Dulcamara has never heard of it, and he goes, oh, it's about love. Oh, I have that one, of course. And by this time, the town folk had sold everything and repacked everything away, and it turns out he only has one zekin, like a few pennies, and... So he gives him a bottle of Bordeaux and says, here's your love potion. Mm-hmm. And so he continued to try to always sell, always work, you know, and a bit of a shyster and a bit of a opportunist.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about you as a singer?
Yeah, I'm from Hubbard near Youngstown, Ohio, and I made my way over to Bowling Green in the late 90s to study with Andres Polimenos. And while I was here, I actually became a young artist with the Toledo Opera. And there happened to be two young men here at the opera at that time, named Jim Norman and Kevin Bilsma.
I've heard of that.
I have as well. Yeah. And so it's kind of like coming all round circle here. So it's been a nice relationship with the company, and I consider Toledo Opera to be my opera home right now, because they've been so good to me.
Yeah. Now, Marnie, you were saying that this is the first time that you've been to Toledo. Have you done anything interesting, or have you been learning this part?
Yeah, both. I mean, of course, we're rehearsing and having such a great time with the cast, and I do have plans to go to the Glass Museum. I can't wait to see that. We drove to the other side of the bridge the other day from the Opera House, and I've seen a little bit of you know, the scenery in the town, but I'd like to see more. And it's been so fun being here, even though it's freezing cold. but
that's
I'm
the
loving
best time
it.
To visit us.
It's really beautiful. I love the snow.
Well, we also have the conductor here, J. Ernest Green. And Ernest, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about the singers from your point of view.
Well, this is, I was talking to a friend of mine about this production, and this is just a cast that is to die for. The singers are all so good, and they're not afraid to go after the nuance with this music. And this score is really, there's so many little details in this score that if you, it's kind of the thing where if you blink, they're gone. And this cast is just extraordinary. And the chorus, oh my gosh, the chorus, right?
Fantastic.
It just musically, this is just a joy, so it's, you know, I think they're terrific. I'm excited about this production. Really excited.
What are you going to sing for us, Jason?
I'm going to do his opening aria called Udite, where I come in and say, hey, rustic folk, listen to me. I'm trying to, like, you know, sell you some stuff. You got this, I got a cure. You got this, I got a cure. It cures everything, you know. Hey, I got that. Just buy it from me. And I'm from here, so you can trust me.
That's Jason Budd, who is going to perform for us his signature aria for the character Dr. Dulcamara from The Elixir of Love. It's the perfect Valentine's weekend gift, and it is happening at Toledo Opera on Friday, February 13th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, February 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. It's at the Valentine Theater. You can find more information and tickets at their website, ToledoOpera.org, or you can call them up at 419-255-7464.
Io già suppongo e immagino che al par di me sappiate ch'io sono quel gran medico, dottore enciclopedico, chiamato Dulcamara, la cui virtù preclara i portenti infiniti, son notti all'universo e in altri siti. Benefattor degli uomini, riparator del male, in pochi giorni sgomberò e spazzo gli ospedali, e la salute a vendere per tutto mondo io fo. Compratela, compratela, per poco ve la do. Compratela, compratela, per poco ve la do. Compratela, compratela, per poco ve la do. E questo l'odontalgico mirabile di cuore, dei topi e dei cimici, possenti distruttori, i cui certificati autentici bollati, toccar vedere e leggere a ciascun buon farò. Per questo mio specifico, simpatico, prolifico, un uom settuagennario e vale tu denario, nonno di 10 bamboli ancora diventò, di 10 o 20 bamboli fin nonno diventò, e questo toppe sana, in brevi settimana, più di una fitta a vedere, di piangere cessò. O voi matrone rigide, ringiovenir bramate, le vostre rughe incomode, promesso cancellate, volete voi donzelle il ben liscio aver la pelle, voi giovani galanti per sempre avere amanti, comprate a mio specifico per poco e ve lo do, per poco ve lo do, per poco ve lo do, da bravi giovinò. Da brave ve lo vedete, comprate un mio specifico, per poco il ve lo do. E nuovi paralitici, spettici gli apopetici, gli asparagi, gli sfirici, gli esterici, gli diverci, guarisci i timpanitidi, e scrofole i rapitidi, e fino al mal da fegato, il modo diventò. Mirabile per cimici, mirabile per fegato, guarisci i timpanitidi, spedisci gli apopetici, comprate un mio specifico, voi vedo donzelle, voi giovani garanti, per poco ve la do. Avanti, avanti, vedove, avanti, avanti, bamboli, comprate un mio specifico, per poco ve lo do. Sì, sì, per poco ve lo do, sì, sì, per poco ve lo do, sì, sì, per poco il ve lo do. Portato per la posta da lontano, mille miglia, mi direte quanto costa, quanto vale la bottiglia? 100 scudi? No, 30, 10,95, nessuno si sgomenti. Per provarvi al mio contento, dissi amico e collimento, io vi voglio, buona gente, uno scuro regalar. Così stupendo,
Sima sani coeli sire, tutta Europa xacchio vendo niente men di nove lire. Ma siccome pur palese ch'io son nato nel paese, per tre lire a voi lo chiedo, sol tre lire a voi richiedo. Maestro, la musica! Così chiaro come il sole, a ciascuno che lo vuole, uno scudo bello e netto in saccoccia in faccia entrar. Uno scudo bello e netto in saccoccia in faccia entrar, in saccoccia in faccia entrar.
The Stolio Opera favorite Jason Budd singing the role of Dulcamara. We heard an example there of his signature aria from the upcoming production at Toledo Opera of The Elixir of Love by Gaetano Donizetti. That was accompanied by the artistic director of Toledo Opera, Kevin Bilsma. I wonder if, Ernest Green, if you can talk a little bit about the actual production and the fact that this may be a first opera for somebody.
Well, yeah, you know, there's always talk about what's a great opera to introduce someone who doesn't know opera or who hears the word opera and is a little skittish. And I think this one is kind of perfect. It's a beautiful love story with absolutely just kind of devastatingly beautiful music. The part where Nemorino has the Adina Credimi, you know, and it's just like all of a sudden we're going in one direction, and then it just tears your heart out. But it's juxtaposed with really funny stuff.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing where it is absolutely captivating. And I think this is a great piece to bring
up. It's family friendly.
Oh, it's Jason, you know. No, it's definitely family friendly. And
rom-com.
It's rom-com. Yeah. We've been talking about it being a rom-com. And it, you know, and what I love about this opera is that it's not just funny with kind of funny, vapid music. It's funny with really incredibly well-composed and constructed music. So you never feel like, okay, well, that was, you know, really a nice scene, but yeah, the music was, it's just brilliant from start to finish.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Have you conducted this?
This is a first. This is a first L'Elysée for me. I actually had two near misses doing this. One, I couldn't make the dates work, and the other, they changed the production at the end, and I ended up doing another opera. But this is a piece I've known for years, and I've always wanted to do it. And when Mr. Norman called me and asked me if I would do it, I didn't even let him get the sentence out of his mouth. I said, yeah, I'll be there.
I want to thank the three of you.
Thank you.
Ernest Green, Marnie Breckenridge, and Jason Budd. The opera is The Elixir of Love. It's happening Friday, February 13th at 7:30 p.m. or Sunday, February 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Valentine Theater. You can find more information and tickets at toledoopera.org. Or you can call them up at 419-255-7464. All three of you, thanks for joining us today
on
FM
91.
Thank you so much.